So you drink water when you're thirsty, you make a shakel, and after it's burning the fashas. But if you're not doing it with thirst, you're just doing it like a bone in your throat, you're just drinking it live unsa, you'll make a bracha lefan of lachar. This is very negative. The mayim is different than other foods that it doesn't have so much of a taste. So dafka, if you're doing it somewhat thirsty, it says lav dafka tzami mamash stomach kosher chagnena mayim stomach tzami ksat, so bracha, you need a bracha. But if you're not thirsty at all, and you don't have any ana, you don't make a bracha. So you said the dafka is doing for a zaitig purpose. You know, you have something stuck in your throat. Just to get it down, you don't make a bracha. So a classical case of this is you're just trying to swallow a pill. You're not thirsty at all. You're just taking a pill and just like trying to gulp it down. So v'dila maisa, if you have water and you're not thirsty, then you wouldn't make a bracha. And as if you are thirsty in a chanami, so you would make a bracha. But if you're not thirsty, you would not make a bracha. A very common shaila is before a fast day. So like you're like storing up on water. It's just like, they say it works 3 days before. It's supposed to start storing up. So you're sitting and drinking away, but you're not really thirsty. So the shaila is, do you make a bracha or not? So a passage, what do you say?
Shouldn't.
No. Shouldn't. I always understood, like, I haven't even heard it sad that you should. So what today, interesting, sad, I don't think that someone's a tain of the pshat is a no. That's called drinking mayim for your thirst. If you're drinking it, they shouldn't come thirsty. They also make a bracha.
Somebody like...
I'm not saying a name right now.
Yeah.
I think this is, like, I don't think so. I think the Yisrael Dover is the water, if it doesn't have a taste. So water doesn't have a taste. Unless you're being nena from it right now, you'll make a bracha. The fact that I would not think so, and I think Kishan al-Khamaisa wants you not drink in such, should not make a bracha situation. Now, a shah which does come up is, obviously on a fast day, wake up in the morning, or whatever it is, you need to swallow something, you need to take a pill. And the salach is, the chila, you should not swallow the water, but it's something very important to take. So a little bit of water, the place can say, it doesn't break the fast. As ideally, you should use something which is pagum, but if that's not ideal, that's you could take a little bit of water to help you swallow it. So now, Lamais, you take that water, do you make a bracha or not? So probably on a fast day, like you're thirsty, right? Tisha B'Av, you know, Tisha B'Av, so you're probably going to be thirsty, you're probably going to be nena from it, even though that's not why you're doing it. Lamais, if you are nena from it, then L'Chaira, another one, would make a bracha. But if you're not really thirsty, or you're just taking a little worse time in the middle of the, you know, random middle of the day, in a regular day, where you're more or less hydrated, you know, you're still thirsty, just to get down a pill, then the mice say you're not to it. Who would then, a lady who just drinks a lot to help her keep her milk, right? That also goes into that. That's not for thirst, and therefore you would not make a bracha. Now, this is only dafka by water. Same thing, the doctor says you have to drink a certain amount of water every day, right? Drink 2 liters. So you're just like trying to get your quota. So if you're not thirsty, you're not really getting anna, l'chaira, you would not make a bracha. Now, this is the afka by water. Mashenke and Shesha Shamashkim, or you don't, which the chiknanim menu, even though you're just drinking for a zaitika reason, about that you make a bracha, because the maisa there is anna over there. Yeah, there's a vikuach over here they bring down. What's lachah by seltzer? A seltzer is lachah kazari sam maksaya. That is seltzer we didn't have a water because, yeah. And therefore, you're not like a bracha. We say, no, seltzer is over here. There's, it's more of a taste to it. And therefore, whatever. It means down lachah is that. Scheinberg and Aaron Leib said has a din of water, and Mr. Kirelitz, Riash, Shevet Levi say, like, you know.
Aaron Leib Steinman?
Yeah. And that's Shami Teda. That's what they bring down. You know, being a machlekes. Now, this look is not only by Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem also. Baruch Hashem need Revius. Has been netted from the Revius. If you're only thirsty a little bit, and like maybe the first ounce you're thirsty, and the next 2 ounces you're not thirsty, so that's what you would have made a Baruch. So, you know, if you're a little bit thirsty, and you make a bracha rishayna, but for bracha chayna, you'll be nana from the oshir. And if you're not nana from the oshir, you would not go ahead and make a bracha.
Fine. So, it's not
benimsa, no? Not so benimsa. Like, you're more or less not thirsty and whatever. But
it's going before fast, that's it. drink before fast.
Right? Yeah, if you're a little bit thirsty, and I saw thirsty, yeah, yeah. It's only 3 ounces. Fine, that's the cast. What was that thing?
My soda, my seltzer.
Well, I don't think some of there is on the saying. I think it's for the gas. I don't think it's like water, but. Sivkas. All Eichel Mashkin, which a person needs for four. So we spoke about four last week, right? Probably should have done over here. That basically it says over here, if it tastes good, make a bracha, tchil of a saif. Even when I'm hungry and I'm thirsty, kapanim, inenifam it, make a bracha. If they taste horribly, I'll make a bracha. So basically it came out, any trufa which tastes horrible, no bracha, and also no, it's just a kashrus of derech kalal, not really achila, and they're okay. Yeah, and there's no issue. If it tastes good like a candy, for sure make a bracha. One of the places we kuach was a bitter candy which has a little sugar in it. So Shem Zama would say it's tuffle, the sugar is tuffle to the candy. Sorry, it's tuffle to the bitter fruit, and if you're going to make a bracha, and others, Ramesha and Yasha said, Ramesha, you have another, make a bracha. And like a Pashas Hadavar. The Rav brings out, they force you to eat, even though you're nani, you'll make a bracha, because since you're a nenis to eat, you don't make a bracha. And as a Sif Tessa says that if somebody's a matzah b'kuch nefesh, if you eat a maska, a meichel maska shalisser, because sakan, even if you don't want to do it, that you make a bracha. What's a chilek? Because Sif Tess is a maisa achila, I'm forced to eat. It's in Kippur, you have to eat. Okay, no. But it's a maisa achila, and the maisa is sakana, a terek achal, a mitzvah kavod, a hadrabah, it's not a next to this, sir. And even if you'd rather not eat, but the maisa, once you're eating, you're being nanim. So Sif Ches is a chisarna maisa achila. They put a gun to your head and make you eat. That's a chisarna maisa achila, and therefore you would not make a bracha. The Mishnah brings down a lot. She's a chelik. They say it's like Siftes. And they say, Lamaisa, Lamaisa, you are Nana. Saves of a Nana Granny, Chashiv Achilah Zachabachaza. And the chelik on it. Yesh chelik on it. I'm trying to think. You know, if your grandmother forces you like to finish the food, you know, you don't really want to eat it, right? It's like, what's that? Not sure. It could be. It might be telling that this month, I guess, right? If they force a kid to eat, he's not really hungry. His mom doesn't like it. You gotta eat your spinach. In the olden days, right? They whoop you to the, you know, oh, you know, he's gonna do that, and you know, oh, you know, like 100 years ago, 80 years ago, you know, you're on your whatever. They'll just like whoop you. So you just gotta eat it, okay? And you take what you get, and they don't ask no questions, right? Okay, so it doesn't want to eat, so they're forcing him to eat. So I guess we're telling this. Ramah would say ma'isa in enes, and I'm sure brings down each paiskim, which are chelik on it. Yeah, fine. So Yud Beis mentioned Iker V'Tafel. I guess we'll wait. I guess till Reish Yud Beis. Just very quickly, it says Iker Pasuk V'Tafel. So the basic call is basically that when you have Iker and Tafel, you go Baser. What's Iker? What's the Tafel? That guy, you go Baser Reiv. That's the normal way to figure things out. You go Baser Reiv. Unless you have mazainis, mazainis, the cloud is that even if there's a little bit of mazainis, it gets some type of chashivas to it. Okay, we'll come back to that. So it's called over, you have a suffix. What they do, you make a shakal. So the places we get, and I've had the, well, you have a shakal, it's barakal, and you eat it. That's only if it's something which, number one, if you can pat it in the suit, it's better. You know, it's not such a good idea to do that. But wait, it's only after you learn. Suffix is not just because, oh, I don't know what bracha it is, and you make a shakal. It's after a person learns, you still have a suffix, so then. Then you make a shakal, but it's only after you learn. But somebody who didn't learn you're not supposed to pat yourself with shakal. Fine. So Reish Hay discusses in terms of urakis. So urakis, the different type of levels of urakis. Some fruits are eaten raw, some fruits are eaten cooked, some fruits and vegetables are eaten both. So what's the klal davar? So basically, Gemara says like this: urakis make a davar. If it's something which is better when it's cooked, and you don't eat it raw.
What's
that? Reish Tzeis of Aleph? Right. What do we got, though? Who's the
Shadar? They're up to Vav, maybe? Gimel.
Reish Tzeis Gimel?
Reish Vav Gimel.
Okay. If it's something which is better after it's cooked. Raw is not so good. It's better after it's cooked. So when you eat it raw, you make a shakal. When it's cooked, you make your Adama slash eights. If it's better when it's raw, when you cook it, it goes down. So when it's raw, you make adam ra'etz, and then if you cook it, it turns into shakal. If it's something which is eaten both of them are equally good, then both of them would retain its brach. So we'll be examples of this. Second. Carrots. What example? What are carrots? What do you say? Carrots is something which?
Better cooked.
It's better cooked? No, but that's something which people eat wrong cooked. I'm saying it's pretty. Ramosha says already it's pretty common to eat carrots wrong cooked. Therefore, that's something which you get both brachas. Peanuts. So most peanuts are roasted. So if it's raw, it would be shahakal. When it's roasted, it will come to. It's like a bracha. Sour apples, they say. There's something called sour apples. Know what they are? I'm not sure what they are exactly, but there's some type of apple which raw person normally doesn't do it. It's only when you bake it, then it comes to its bracha. Regular apples. Both, you know, they're both pretty common, and it would keep it bracha. Things are better raw. Let's say cucumbers, right? Cucumbers are better raw, right? Same stomach. I think celery, right? Celery is something which only you cooked, right? Yeah, I'm saying I think he's celery raw, right? He's celery raw?
He's celery raw, like his kids
are
raw, for
sure. Have you celery raw? Okay, I'm not sure. Zucchini? I think zucchini is something which we only cooked, so he knows raw be shakal adama. Nuts, but that kind of only cooked. It has to be commonly done both. As a mishpura brings down a case like this. Let's say, if they're good when they're raw, but they're better when they're cooking shakal. It says, it's a very interesting lashon over here. It says, if it's better when it's cooked, so then when it's raw, you make shakal. But the derech rabbi, when it's raw, you make adama. So what do you mean derech rabbi mean when it's raw? If it's better when it's cooked, why are white people eating it when it's raw? So the way they touch it up, it means raw ibn adam means sometimes eat it. Raw ibn adam sometimes eat this raw. Even though it's better cooked.
He says Roy ben Adam?
Derech Roy ben Adam, like Gam King. It's like.
Dino, it's better cooked, right?
It's better cooked, but
so
Roy ben Adam.
Why say Pashit that there's also a Roiv, that there's no Roiv Keneged the Chai?
Because Roy ben Adam eat it sometimes raw, also. That's amazing. You have to have Roy ben Adam, like his apples. Roy ben Adam, I'm only the Chai. I mean, I'm only eat it cooked, right? It's not something which it's only me who does it. So then, in that situation, then it gets. Both brachas. But if you don't have a situation where it's like very uncommon to want to go out and do it, so then the halacha is then it would not like be like that. Yeah, now this is say that we say that something which is raw and cooked, that you know when it gets its bracha, it also has to be that it's normal to eat like that. In other words, if something which a person normally doesn't eat by itself, so and you eat by itself, would that be like not normal eating it? You won't get a bracha. Shaz, what happens to onions? So raw onions, people eat raw onions? No one buys a raw onion, right? So that for sure if you eat it, for sure shackle. Yeah, but not in a separate thing. Okay. Now, after you fry the onions, do people fry raw onions?
The Mishnah.
Yeah. What? I don't think so either. I saw some, like, Moshe maybe says they have to fry onions, you can't tell me afterwards.
The Mishnah says that, no?
Mishnah says it also, yeah. But the Chayyadik Bizan is, I don't think it's an old thing. Who eats the fry onions? It's fine too. You only put in salad, you only put in a thing. Yeah. I don't think it's like the rechila. I think kashrut onions would be shahakal. Scallions. Do people eat scallions?
It's up.
I don't think so either, right? Sure, I'm saying. But,
I think this is telling like every culture in Norway. Meaning what
huh?
Well, like Ramesh was talking about, probably not.
Could be yeah, I don't know. I'm saying. I guess it's totally culturally, I'm saying. But if it's not something which is in the mouth, eat. I don't think it would get its bracha. Fine. kind of lost it. Okay, let's move on to soups. Yeah, okay, I'm going to guess it. So, Mechas is a main subject of Iraq. So basically, I mean, the background of the sugi is that we saw maybe a couple weeks ago, I don't remember what it was, that there's, if you squeeze out a fruit juice, Allah is that what you make a shahakol, because they about me, it doesn't get the end of the actual thing. The Gemara on the other end says that Mayid Sukkah, if you have Mayim Sukkah, the Allah has a din of Sukkah, and it keeps his bracha. So how do you put those two things together? When does it say Abami, and when does it keep his bracha? So in the Rishonim, there are a lot of different mahalchim, and you know many of them are negev, and the side of negev soups. Now, just one akdama, when you're dealing with soups, like you really have to really put together like three different sugyas, like which some of them we discussed already. There's one nidin of ikar tafel. That says, if you have a vegetable soup and the vegetables are there, so there's no shayla. Make a bracha on the vegetables and the pata is the soup. The pata is the water. You know, the cucumber, the squash and the zucchini are, and the carrots are there, and that's going to pata the...
So they have a big bowl of soup and one small piece of
soup. Okay, that we discussed a little bit. But it's beside, if it's a vegetable soup, these are the vegetables. And they're there, you know, it's ikar pata in the tuffle, and, you know, that's going to pata it. If you take a vegetable soup and it's like totally pureed, totally squashed and slammed. So we spoke about by trima. So what's halacha if you take something and you totally squash? What's halacha? So if it's not pieces in that nicker, it turns shackle. If there are pieces, then it keeps its bracha. Damar eitz, whatever it is. So it'll be telling in that. What the suga made the suga and the steer back to what's called again? Back to the schita, which is zeibalmi. The other main issue is that it's just like the soup shabbai. You cook the soup, and then you take in the soup. You know, there aren't vegetables in there, there aren't chicken in there, there aren't noodles in there, there's nothing else in there, you're just taking the soup. Or maybe like Yaku's saying, like maybe one vegetable, which you can make an ikar out of it. And now the question is, when does the soup get the din of the vegetable, and when does it turn into a thing bifnei atzmai? So the rush goes, if you cook it, and another time is you want the vegetables also. And as you're cooking the vegetables because you want to eat the vegetables also, then the soup, which comes out of vegetables, would get a din of the soup. The Rajba goes, that has to be a normal thing to do. The difference between Maschita, which you say Zeh Baalmi, and Maida Soko, which gets the din, is something which is darker, or Roiv. Different lashonis in Rajba. If it's a normal thing to do, then it keeps his bracha. If it's not a normal thing to do, then it loses bracha, turns into shahakol. There's a Rambam, which is really the opposite of the Rush. The Rush says you have to cook it and you have to want the vegetable. The Rambam says you have to cook the vegetable and you want the water. You want the soup. That's what you're trying to do. And as according to the Rush, if you cook the vegetables and you just throw out the vegetables, I think tomato soup is like that, I think. I think you cook tomatoes and you chuck out the tomatoes. I think that's what it says. You just got the taste of the tomatoes. So according to the Rush, so you're not cooking for the vegetables, it wouldn't keep his bracha. According to the Rambam, you want it for the mitz.
According to the Rush, as long as the vegetable is mashpia on the mayim, no?
Yeah, but the Rush says you also have to want the vegetables.
Okay.
If you don't want the vegetables, you're throwing the vegetable out, you wouldn't get a bracha. So therefore, something like a tomato soup, which you just cook and you throw out the tomatoes, you know, you don't want the actual tomatoes. So then, according to the Rush, it would not keep his bracha. Mashen Kane, if you're dealing with, according to the Rambam, you're doing it for the soup shabbai, so maybe it would keep its bracha. There's another sheet of the Ra, which Shmuel brings down when I read Sochesh Shmuel, but maybe it's Chazal Sufei, which says it's a chilat in eating and drinking. That is, might as well is more a chila. Mashen Kane, we're dealing with something with the drinking, then it's Zeh Baalmi, and it would not be its bracha. It's because what's halacha ma'aseh? Halacha ma'aseh will chayish for most of the shitas, and therefore, basically, the only time you can make a bracha on a soup is you have to, number one, want it for the vegetable. Two is you have to want the liquid. You have to want both of them. And that's the chayish for the Rush and Rambam. It has to be also cook it, like the Rush. And, okay, that's what you're doing with every soup. And it has to be something which is normal to do. It has to be dark and normal, and something which is normal to do in order for it to get its bracha. So therefore,
and the Ra'ah?
The Ra'ah and the Chesh, which I've seen the Ra'ah and the Chesh. go to Ryan, so we never keep his bracha. Now, this is Shema Zalman, which is Vim Chodeshtik, which wants to say that the only time a kid gets his bracha is a very strong taste. If it's not such a strong taste, then he wouldn't get the bracha, but I don't know. I think it's very bechidish, you know. We don't find the stuff of bracha this year, I'm like, how much of a taste has to be. So let's go through some cases. You have a vegetable soup. So what bracha do you make? So if the vegetables are inside, nothing to talk about. If there aren't vegetables inside, why? You finished all the vegetables, or you took the vegetables out, eat it separately, or whatever it is. So if you cook the vegetables, you want the vegetables, and it gives a good taste in the soup, send a chanami. You make a bracha adama on the soup.
He has to want the vegetables in soup fashion?
Not in soup fashion. You don't want to eat the vegetables.
Okay.
You're cooking vegetables to eat. Therefore, the soup which comes out of that, you make a bracha on it. Rami says you have to want the soup. You have to want both. So it's not like a vegetable soup. If you take the vegetables out, eat them separately, whatever it is, the maisa would be adama because you're doing it for both. I think they say a potato soup. So it could get a very stark taste of potatoes. If you're not throwing potatoes out, you're eating potatoes, or if they're in the soup, then it'll be adama, bean soup. Usually most of the cases in the soup, right? The vegetable, right? So when it's in the soup, then anyhow, it's going to put this ikar tafel. When you're thinking like tomato soup, that's an example of something which you don't eat the actual tomatoes, so therefore it'll be shackle. Something like, if you drink the pickle juice water, what are you making that?
Pickle juice is a stam shackle, no?
Either way, it's mishakel because you're not doing it for the
mayim.
You're not doing it for the mayim. You're doing for the pickles. Now, if the Rebbe does mention if you smash and destroy the vegetable, and it will be the of the vegetable, then it's shakel. So then the mayim which comes out of it can't be better than that. If the ikel lost his bracha, so the mayim lost his bracha.
The whole sugya of the machlekes Rashi and Rosh is that the mitzvah said there's water coming out of the vegetable.
Yeah. Now, if the ikel got smashed, someone loses his bracha. So Shalevi has a suffix. What happens if like you cooked it and then afterwards you smashed the vegetable? So like Shaita had a bracha. Like there's a change now because the ikel is not around.
Who's this?
Shalevi. Sofik, what bracha you make? Do you say the Yerik loses bracha, the Berach can be better than it? Or since the base of Bishol is with Kaveh the bracha?
Bechlal is very counterintuitive, no? Meaning if you have, I don't know, lentil soup and the pureed, right?
Yeah.
So you don't see any, it's not Nekar Bechlal, but you're eating a shtick lentil. You're going to make a shahakal. But if you have a zucchini soup, where there once upon a time was zucchini, and now all you have is more or less clear water, you're going to make adam.
But where's the zucchini?
I'm assuming zucchini grows from the ground.
No, what are you doing there? Where is it now?
No, it was eaten by the mishpacha 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
No? That's what comes out.
Yeah.
Or anything. I'm saying nowadays pureeing soup is davar shebechol yom, I'm saying.
So it's totally smashed. So the question is, what's called pieces? What's called nicker? You know, sometimes it's clumpy, right? Yeah. They pray the imam smashes it's dead. It's like
applesauce is the shackle, right?
If there's no pieces,
it's not more nicker than shackle. Very often, it's
potato
not.
Soup won't be like very thick potato-ish, no?
I mean, there's the HVH, the blades they make.
Okay. Now, if you have chicken soup, so Mishra brings down that the bus is the ikker. The bus is going to be the ikker of the even if there's vegetables and chicken. The bus is going to be the ikker. The time bus is more chashev than the vegetables. The bus is going to be the ikker. Therefore, even if you eat the miracle of Adam, I think you make a shackle. And it's going to be, If you eat the vegetables, the mamash will fill you up, so then maybe it could be two ikrim in that type of situation. Or that guy, I think the vegetables just give time to the soup, right? That guy, anything like that. It's not like,
when
I was a bacher, I was in there and still a Muslim with saiva. So then, the Mishra says that those vegetables you make a bracha. But the vegetables not a Muslim saiva, you wouldn't make a bracha. Noodle soup. What do you make a bracha? Noodle soup. So if there's a decent amount of noodles in there, so it turns into, or croutons in the soup. There's a decent amount of croutons, so it's called shiyeshpai, and it comes chashev, and therefore just be mazainous.
Wait, if you add croutons in afterwards?
Croutons afterwards or noodles afterwards. If there's a decent amount of lakshin inside, so it's called shiyeshpai. And it gets a chashivas, so you make a mazainis. Shavur brings down, if you just have ma'at levavis, a little bit, just to give a little bit of a taste. So this is an interesting concept, he says. Mitzad echad, the soup is not going to be baltut to it. It's not going to be baltut to the soup, so therefore you make two brachas, right? Not every case, but it's a little, just a little bit. The three cases. As if b'chlal, I don't want to eat the levavis at all. I just want the soup. Then it's a suffix, make a bracha on the levavis. It's not clear. So he says maybe separate it. If I want it, I want to eat both. So if there's a lot of mezainis and mezainis to ikker, if it's just a little bit, ikker is for the soup, and there's a little bit kamat salal. It's right to kamat salal and the vade in mind, but then levavis. Therefore, he says you make two brachas. And that's a bit different. If you have in a soup, croutons, or you put this amount of croutons, this amount of lakshon, it would turn into a mezonos. What do you make a bracha on onion soup? So I think onion soup makes shakal, because I think onions, anyhow, we said before, really don't get kippis bracha. It's not normal to eat onions.
If it's normal to eat onion soup, then you don't make a dama.
So cooked onions, for sure. People don't eat in a tzura by itself. And we tell you, we'll be lacha fried onions itself. If fried onions are shackles and they put it in a soup, why it should be better, right?
Meaning that this is no way to eat it?
I think so. Because it itself. The maya of the can't be better than the ikker. The ikker itself wouldn't have its bracha. I think of you, that would be lacha. Fine. So the Gemara brings down, if you suck, they don't make a shackle. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, we'll be rich, fam, I guess, next week.